Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today. And I want to remind you, this Wednesday, October 4, 2023 edition will be recorded. Podcasts are being generated. That's why I put the markers in. This is hour number 3, second half hour. That's how the podcasts are going to be on the website. The date, the hour, and then whether it's the first half hour or the second half hour. We're working on it. They're coming. They will be back. Now, one thing I do want to remind you, I had a couple of people text me boot camp during the break. All you need to do is send an email to Roxana at buildingblocksforliberty.org, and you will be registered to come, and you pay at the door. Everybody's asking, how do we pay? You pay at the door. It's $25. Your spouse or a family member is $5 extra to share a book, eat a lunch, and get this training. Students, any students, middle school, high school, college, are free. But you do have to register because they need to know how many books to bring, workbooks, bags, information that they're going to give us, as well as the food. So you can still register, folks. We'll make it happen on the food. Don't worry about it. But it's this Saturday, October 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Elk Rapids. I've got people carpooling together. Many of you are going to be coming. I need you to do this. Vicky and I will be there. Many other patriots are going to be there. You guys need to come. We get trained on the U.S. Constitution. Next is going to be the state constitution. We are going to make this happen. Absolutely. Because once you understand the U.S. Constitution, the Michigan State Constitution, then you can hold these people accountable. But you can't hold them accountable if you don't know the information. So that's why you have to come this Saturday. Now, a couple of things that I want to bring to your attention that I'm reading going on in Lansing. Not only are the Democrats pushing this motor voter registration bills this afternoon, where everybody automatically registers to vote whether they want to be or not. Again, Terry Lynn Land on steroids. Not only are they pushing green energy plans that will make your electric bills go through the roof, not only are they codifying abortion via the Affordable Care Act, but now they want to absolutely continue to push these items along with more government handouts. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist put out a press conference where they are of the opinion that their administration, working with Michigan community colleges, their Michigan Reconnect program is a success. Success, and it's working. Because now the state of Michigan, through their tuition assistance program to people 21 years and older, have signed up 130,000 people to get training for an associate's degree or a skilled trade. The governor and the lieutenant governor, while speaking at a robotic lab at Lansing Community College, said she sees the Reconnect program as a major step toward reaching her goal of having 60% of the state's population with more than just a high school diploma by 2030. She said that when she came into office, the number was roughly about 40%. But now, due to these new spending programs, it's up to 50%. And she has set an objective that studied higher education and came up with a goal of 60% by 2030, just 7 years from now. Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity Director Susan Corbin believes that having this extra money will eliminate the excuse is that I can't go back to school because I can't afford it. With this in place, she said, would-be students will still have to balance other aspects of their lives in order to do this. But money should not be one of the reasons they don't go back to school. The Michigan Reconnect age was lowered from 25 to 21. And this would be the first week that that age group is now eligible to enroll in the program. Expansion is temporary. And the newly eligible age bracket would have to sign up no later than fall of 2024. For currently enrolled students or potential students ages 21 through 24, now is the time to get on board and sign up for the Reconnect while the opportunity exists. This is the time to apply, and it is a limited window. But your future doesn't have to be. The opportunity would be available at 31 community and tribal colleges across the state and could help up to 350,000 Michiganders get a tuition-free degree or certificate. Anyone not signed up for the class would need to apply for the scholarship by November 15th of 2024. Then apply for a participating community or tribal college. File for the free application for the Federal Student Aid Grant Program. And then start their courses no later than the fall semester of 2024. Again, another state government program pushed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer and funded by the people who voted for this $82 billion budget. Tuition-free community college, or according to this, even skilled trades, which is what I assume would be vocational schools. Very, very, very interesting. All tuition-free now. We'll see where that goes. Another story that caught my eye, it was kind of interesting, how the Democrats are wanting landlords. Landlords not able to access expunged convictions under another bill. Remember, Whitmer signed into law where certain felony convictions could be expunged off of people's records. Well, now, House Bills 4948 and 4960 are being discussed in Lansing. Erica Edwards was unaware her drug dealer brother had a weapon in his vehicle, which she drove to transport him to a hospital after he was shot back in 2013. Erica, his sister, was charged and pleaded guilty to carrying a concealed weapon. This, of course, is a felony and made housing and employment difficult for her. My past conviction was expunged. I was given a second chance in life, but I was ultimately denied housing because of my past record that was not supposed to be made available to landlords and even employers. while testifying at the House Criminal Justice Committee yesterday. Without the benefit of this bill, people like me would be stuck in a place where they couldn't move forward, couldn't get a place to live, couldn't even get a job. Democrat State Representative Kristen Grant of Grand Rapids sponsored House Bill 4948, would ensure that landlords can't request tenant applicants to disclose expunged convictions, juvenile delinquencies, or even if they participated in a diversion program. Another bill, House Bill 4960, sponsored by Democrat Will Snyder of Muskegon, would prohibit employers and labor organizations from requesting the same information. So basically, once you get your record expunged, nobody can ask for it. The simple concept behind the bills is the following. If you are successful in getting a conviction expunged from your record, you have a clean slate. Bad actors should not be able to work around that. You should not be forced to acknowledge or even admit to an expunged conviction, and should not be required to be put on any application for either a job or housing. Republican State Representative Graham Filler of St. John's questioned if the bills would apply to juveniles and adults. And Grant, one of the main sponsors from Grand Rapids, said any record, sealed or expunged, would not be accessible. The bills require that landlords pay $250 per day, up to $2,000, if a tenant application asks for this prohibited information. Again, there was no vote on the bills. So, pretty interesting. Pretty interesting bill sponsorship going on in Lansing. Democrat sponsoring them, they'll probably go through. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Take out the paper.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows, golden Burt Lake sunsets, and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways, fish and boat our clean waters, and meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Welcome back into the show. Text messages coming in over our conversation discussions about all these bills. Officer Rick says the sheriff is actually an administrator. The undersheriff is usually somebody like a police chief. Some sheriffs will go out and work with their deputies, but not on a day-to-day basis. State Representative Brian Bigol was a sheriff, Randy, of Shiawassee County. He's actually a good guy. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard was a state rep, a state senator. He was termed limited out, ran for Oakland County Sheriff. He's a politician. He'll try to get a hold of Brian. He met with his command staff at his department, and he'll see if he can reach out to Brian. I want to talk with him. Want to understand more about this bill. Patriot Jim says, I don't care if the sheriff has experience. He must be an informed constitutionalist. Absolutely. Why is that? If you understand how the U.S. Constitution is set up, the state constitution, you understand that the sheriff of your county is the top law enforcement officer of your county. Now, Brett Gooding has explained to me in the past, Michigan State Troopers, well, once they get on the scene, they think they get to take over. No, actually, they don't. Per the Constitution, the county sheriff is in charge. What laws come out of Lansing, what laws come out of Washington, can be determined by the sheriff that he's not going to enforce them. He's not going to make his deputies enforce them. Why? Because he believes the laws to be unconstitutional. He doesn't need a Supreme Court of the United States telling him whether or not red flag laws are constitutional. The sheriff can determine that for himself, and because he's an elected official, will represent the people's best interests. It's that simple. They put this in place, folks, because they wanted elected sheriffs to be elected by the people. And I believe this bill is unconstitutional for the number one reason is you are introducing legislation that restricts citizens from running for that office. By making it that you have to have 5 years of law enforcement experience is unconstitutional. the bill's going to get taken to court and it's going to get shut down. But yet they keep trying. And this guy's a Republican. Supposedly. The good old boys club. Oh, yeah. You got to have 5 years experience to be an elected county sheriff. No, you do not. As a matter of fact, you come to this training on Saturday and get trained on the U.S. Constitution. And later on, we are going to be setting up, this radio station is going to host a Michigan State Constitution class. Once we understand the U.S. Constitution, perhaps later this fall or winter, based on weather, we might even try to do this via internet, some type of Zoom meeting, if you will. We're going to get trained on the Michigan Constitution. We are going to get you guys trained up, ready to go, heading into 2024's election. County sheriffs, county commissioners, school boards, every single county in this listening area will get this training. And then all we have to do is find you precinct delegates that got elected. Yeah, you may be on the ballot next year for county commissioner. You may be on the ballot for a school board. This is something that we are going to make happen next year. People that are causing problems, people that are refusing to take up constitutional county resolutions, you're going to be replaced. This is a movement, folks, that this show is dedicated to. Pure and simple. And these progressive liberals who thought they've had control of these boards for all these years and finding out that we are organized and we are going to get our people elected, our majorities are only going to get bigger next year. I know your head's exploding. I know your blood pressure's rising. I know you are absolutely upset. I know you're ready to shoot your radio. Well, too bad, so sad. It's going to happen. Because this is a mission that we are on, and we are not backing down. We are not changing. We are not going to give up. We are not going to let you. We are not going to let you do this to us any longer. And we will explain these progressive socialist communist bills coming out of the Democrats in Lansing. Well, that's going to have consequences next year as well. Why? Because the Democrats are going to lose the majority of the House. Now, it's going to be up to the Republicans to get a good speaker, not Matt Hall. So that's where we are at, folks. That is the mission we are on together. Appreciate you being part of the show today. That's it. We are going back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Got a great show lined up for you tomorrow already. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut,